I gave up chocolate. I gave up espresso. I gave up the Count, that naughty man, and his little house in Cap Ferrat. The Waterman, however, is not negotiable. I must have something thrilling with which to record my boredom. Pen's right. A Waterman pen expresses. I'll never give up my Waterman. Never. Hey, it's me, Water. Did you know that if you filter me from your tap, I'm pretty much the same as I am in a plastic bottle? Except that I'm like 10 times cheaper. Other than that, I'm pretty similar. Oh, and I'm fresher when I'm filtered. And I don't need an expiration date. And I don't have to get shipped halfway around the world. But other than that, we're pretty much the same. Pure, a better source. Attention, shoppers. Those of you who are over in Home Improvements and are looking for Snapple, please be aware you will not find any of Snapple's assortments of flavors in that department. We realize a tasty drink like Snapple Raspberry Iced Tea or Kiwi Strawberry Cocktail would in fact be a fine improvement to any home, but technically, Snapple is a beverage. Therefore, we are left no choice but to keep it in the beverage aisle. With that said, thanks for your cooperation and happy shopping from Snapple. This fall and winter, British Airways and some of London's leading hotels are offering great values in all price ranges. These special rates include round-trip airfare and luxury hotel room for 3 nights. So get ready to come to London and find some very entertaining people indeed. British Airways, the world's favourite airline. My older brother had everything going for him. I always looked up to him. He just had a way with people. But last Saturday night, Tom left us. Forever. And all because of a drink he never should have had. Don't drink and drive. It changes everything. Research is the lifeblood of any company. It is the catalyst by which a company grows, and lack of it can cause stagnation or even failure. Mylan is a research-driven company dedicated to excellence. As we continue our evolution into a fully integrated pharmaceutical company, we have targeted compounds to meet unmet needs. We are aggressively developing products that will effectively treat serious disorders and diseases that are not addressed by pharmaceuticals presently on the market. Our R&D budget is not based on percentage of sales, but on accomplishing goals. We do not waste money, but we spend whatever is necessary to do it right. I want to talk to you about life. It's just too difficult to be alive, isn't it? And try to function. There are all these people to deal with. I tried to buy a can of tuna fish in the supermarket, and there was this person standing right in front of where I wanted to reach out and get the tuna fish. And I waited a while to see if they'd move. And they didn't. They were looking at tuna fish too, but they were taking a really long time on it, reading the ingredients on each can like they were a book. A pretty boring book if you ask me, but nobody has. So I waited a long while and they didn't move and I couldn't get to the tuna fish cans. And I thought about asking them to move, but they seemed so stupid not to have sensed that I needed to get by them that I had this awful fear that it would do no good, no good at all to ask them. They'd probably say something like, "We'll move when we're goddamn ready, you nagging bitch." And then what would I do? And so I started to cry out of frustration, quietly, so not to disturb anyone. And still, even though I was softly sobbing, this stupid person didn't grasp that I needed to get by them. And so I reached out with my fist and I brought it down real hard on his head and I screamed, "Would you kindly move, asshole?" And then the person fell to the ground and they looked totally startled and some child nearby started to cry and I'm still crying. And I just couldn't imagine making use of the tuna fish now anyway. So I shouted at the child to stop crying. I mean, it was drawing too much attention to me. And I ran out of the supermarket and I thought, I should take a taxi to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I need to be surrounded with culture right now. Not tuna fish. Nursery magic is very strange and wonderful, and only those playthings that are old and wise and experienced like the Skin Horse understand all about it. "What is real?" asked the rabbit one day. "Does it mean having things that buzz inside you and a stick-out handle?" "Real isn't how you're made," said the Skin Horse. "It's a thing that happens to you. When a child loves you for a long, long time, not just to play with, but really loves you, then you become real."
"Oh, I hate Woody's. I'm the only dog on the block that doesn't get any love, and I tell you, I'm fed up. It's just Woody's, Woody's, Woody's every doggone day. She never has time for me anymore. When I want to romp in the park,
'Sorry, darling, Mummy has to go to Woody's to buy a new dress.'
When I want to play fetch the stick,
'Not now, canine cutie. Woody's is running a sale on shoes.'
I thought it was supposed to be a dog's world out there. I hate Woody's."
"My son, the Olive, gives me such a pain. All my life, all I wanted was the best for him. To be a Lindsay Olive, a perfect Olive. But would he listen to me? Nah. He's got to act like a big shot all the time. Like when I told him, I said, 'Hershey, stay in the sun. The sun is wonderful for you.' But would he listen? No, sir. Like when I caught him hanging around with a bunch of bad olives, I said, 'Hershey, get away from them. You don't need them. You're a good olive.' Do you think he listened to me? No. So when the Lindsay Pickers came, I said, 'Ayoo-hoo, ayoo-hoo, Mr. Lindsay Picker. Pick over there, the big shot, my son.' Did they pick him? Nah, they don't want big shots. If he listened to me by now, he could have been a Lindsay Olive."
This is Emma Campbell. Thanks for listening.